You're going to make this a decision at left tackle on game day on offense, on the offensive line, or do you know?
Well, it'll go down probably that long. It was encouraging to get Jeff back on the practice field, but we'll just see where he gets to by Sunday and make decision that's best for the team.
Just to follow up on that, I know it's kind of silly. We throw percentages on the health of guys, 75%, 85%, or whatever. But because Jeff's streak's been snapped now, is there a little bit more of a leeway in percentage of health you need to be into play in this game, or you, no?
No. Every player, if they can go out and do their job and help us be in a position to win, then they'll be out on the field. And if they can't, then they won't. And that has nothing to do with, you know, trying to get records or trying to keep streaks alive or anything else. We have to do what's best for the football team. And, you know, Jeff understands that. I mean, he is probably the best, one of our best team-oriented players as it is. So he understands that also.
Can you assess the play of Vander Bosch this year? It seems like, you know, I know he struggled early and then, but has it been a bit of a disappointment, or has he been less than you need him to be?
Well, he's been steady. I think it's, again, when you judge guys by stats, you can get a little bit backwards. We talk about Freeney with two sacks, and Kyle's made a lot of big plays for us. A lot of them are in the run game and downfield, where maybe you don't notice them as much as you do a sack. And last year, him and Cliff had so many sack strips that we've missed that impact. That's been something that Cliff has sort of picked it up the last couple of weeks. Has had some sack strips. We haven't gotten the ball, but we've been in some pretty good positions that way. But Kyle's played steady this year.
How is Titus in your plan?
He just coming off two sacks. Is he playing his best football of the year?
He looks a lot like Cliff's always looked. He's battled through some injuries. He had to leave out one game with the back, and it's sort of just been lingering a little bit this season for him. But he's found a way to get out there without a whole lot of practice time. Be able to go out there and make plays on Sunday. And, he's been alive in the pass rush. He's made a couple of these sacks on inside moves. And like last year, most of his stuff came on edge stuff. So that's good to see also.
Just one follow-up about Cliff. Is he – generally, I guess most defensive players would be better at home. They'd have a little bit of an advantage. It's not always true. DeMarcus Ware has a lot more sacks on the road than he does at home. Is Cliff a different player at home in general?
I think that any time that you have a Ford Field crowd making it hard for opponent to use cadence and things like that, and they have to go on silent, it helps all our defensive linemen. That's one of the advantages of being at home. And then also when you're a pass rusher, the surface being very consistent can make a difference also, particularly for a guy like Cliff, who has very good speed. A lot of other guys, it doesn't matter as much if they have different strengths and stuff like that. But I think it definitely makes it, there's an advantage to him being at home. I think there's an advantage to all our defensive linemen being at home.
Is Titus in the plans to play on Sunday?
We'll see when we get to Sunday. A lot like we said with Backus, when we get to Sunday, we'll make decision on who the best 46 are to give us a chance.
Are you happy so far with what you've seen from him? Has he proved whatever he needs to prove to you so far?
We're taking it day by day.
With the sack that Watt beat the chairless for a sack first place, is that the first sack that Guys has given up this year that you can recall?
I think he's had another one in there, but Goss has played very consistent this year, and a lot of times in sacks, it's easy to assign blame. There's a lot of things to go into it. On that one, the quarterback didn't even get his last foot in the ground. So, there's sometimes a quarterback can help alleviate that. Maybe receiver getting open, having a quick place to dump the ball. All those different things go in, but Goss has been very, very good for us this year. He has he's played the most consistent ball of his NFL career. He's really, I think all our offensive linemen have really taken a step, and Gosser's a big part of that.
What about Fairley? How have you seen him grow so far this season, especially starting the last few games?
The more he's on the field, the more he makes plays. But I think that his biggest growth has been just within the defense. Nick's always been a guy that can make a play. But balancing that with being able to make a play within the scheme, not so much freelancing, but just knowing all the ins and outs and being 100%. It's one thing to be assignment sound. It's another thing to be able to execute that assignment every single time. And there's been an adjustment process for him. You know, again, I don't want to give him too much of a crutch, but he missed off camp as a rookie and didn't get a whole lot of playing time as a rookie. But he's going through playing the most extensive football of his career, and I think you're seeing him not only make the plays that we know he can make, but he's also ironing out some of the inconsistencies and ironing out some of the other things that a lot of young players go through. So it's been very encouraging for him. And for us,
is there a double-edged sword to that intuitive play on his part, and that he sticking with the scheme, but also just playing football?
Yeah, I mean, it's not so much sticking with the scheme, but he has such great eyes and such great hands that you know there are some times that he sees, you know, he can make a counter move inside and he can go make a play doing it. But if he does, then somebody else is going to be in that same spot, and we can get weak somewhere else. So there is definitely a balance between. You know, you can say play with discipline and never ever make a play. You can say go make a play and not play with discipline and give up gaps in the run game or step up lanes in the pass game and, you know, different things like that. So there is definitely a line there. He's been aggressive and, like I said, he's been working his way to a lot more consistency.
This team has dealt with its fair share of anonymous criticism this year. Warren Sapp never has a problem putting his name on something. Criticized Sue for a lack of awareness. We all know his raw strength and power and speed, but can you just explain how far he's come from his first year to his third year and just the way he sees the game and reacts to the game?
I think he has very good vision. He has very good use of hands and keeps himself alive and plays. And it's like Carlos, we were talking before. I mean, you can go too far one way and too far the other way. You know, there are guys that keep themselves alive and vision and things like that, never make a play. And you need to balance both of those. You know, we don't need to respond to anybody else's criticism. We just need to stay on track and do what we do. And, you know, we have good coaches here, and we'll work our stuff. Not, you know, we're not going to be led by what other people have to say. Mm-hmm.